Sneakers on the beach is weird.
Beezer's literally the only white guy I've ever seen. I bet.
Unless you're
actually
a local.
My cousin Frank did it.
Yeah.
He wore sneakers on the beach.
All of us has one like video game cousin who would not go, who played video games at the beach the whole time, and then he'd come down at like 5 p.m. in sneakers, and you'd be like, bro, what are you doing? You're not coming to the arcade with me, dude.
That's the beach, dude.
Yeah, sneakers on the beach.
Are you a sneakers on the beach guy?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, because I
that's so dumb.
How many times do you unexpectedly go to the beach?
When did you surprise go to the beach?
It's not that I prefer it.
When did you surprise go to the beach?
I feel like the last time I was at the Dainey Improv, I got surprised with the beach trip. I didn't really know how close it was going to be the beach. So then I have sneakers on the beach.
Don't you take
I just gotta get this in before you guys attack me.
I'm not yelling, you're yelling, dude. I'm not fucking
bro. And then I don't have sandals. I don't like have sandals a lot.
Yeah, but you take your shoes off, leave them at the top, and you roll your pant legs up and you walk on your bare feet in the beach.
I mean, if I'm really missing the sand and it's a partly cloudy day, I'll do it. But if the sun's been baking and you get there kind of late.
You got sand in your shoes for the rest of your life.
I have a special walk.
For real. If you're in hot sand, if you dig your feet under the surface sand, you can get through.
Yeah, that helps.
When you go down to the beach in shoes, you're literally crushing the vibe for every single person enjoying the big girl. What the fuck is this guy doing here? It's so unwelcome.
I'd try to make up for it with my other beach activities. You know, I get right into the surf. I throw a ball around. I'll do frisbee. I'll do paddle ball.
You're good at the beach.
You're good. Yeah, but
get me down to the sand that the water's
hit. I feel like you're
dying
on this hill unnecessarily.
We'll die on every single fucking hill. Any hill. Name a hill. I've seen him die on the sand hill before. This is the second sand-related hellish argument.
We can't talk sand, dude.
We cannot talk sand. A con man has an intense relationship with sand.
I'm just saying, not everyone who wears sneakers on the beach is an asshole.
I'm saying they're weird.
I'm saying sometimes
if they're white, sometimes it's culturally acceptable to wear.
Yeah, sneakers. Black people don't like their bare feet on the ground. That's you have to respect.
Is that that?
Oh yeah, dude.
So they don't like the sand in between their toes.
Not really. My wife doesn't like the sand. It actually angered me the first time she told me. She's like, yeah, just like, I don't like how it gets all over me. And I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. And
why are you ruining a good thing?
Yeah. Here? Why are you ruining the best?
I love the beach. It's my favorite thing. She's like, I just don't. Sand makes me. It just feels gross on my feet. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
It feels so good.
Yeah, I take my kids away. I'm like, don't listen to me. Trust me. But yeah, that's something I've seen. I mean, it's literally goes back to the socks of the water park.
Yeah.
That's why they're there, bro. They're not. Yeah. It's not like a fashion statement. It's like genuine phobia of just the ground.
Yeah.
Instilled in them by a paranoid black mother. Swear to God.
How do you fellas feel about
this?
You think
it's because microbes? Is it microbes
you guys
getting in there?
Socks at the water park, guys?
You think it's, is it germs?
It's germs.
It's a germ-related thing?
A little bit. Also, some water parks are just super shitty and dirty. Like, I've never been a socks and water park guy, but you ever see those, like, water socks?
Yeah,
like, they're made just for that?
Aqua socks are pretty.
That's a pretty big honky. Aqua socks are definitely the honks.
That's kind of sealing honky swag.
That is for sure.
I don't think it's honky swag. I don't think so. My whole family did it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen you guys in Jordan socks. I believe you, though. Well, sorry. Dude, I've only ever seen them in the longest tube socks ever.
For sure.
Half flapping off the foot.
Wife beaters on still.
Well, you got to keep the beater on.
No, you don't. It becomes see-through. It looks fucking crazy. It does. It just sees your wet nipples through the fucking... It's fucking weird.
I got no defense for it. It just feels right.
It's immediately see-through.
I remember I met waves. My... Yeah.
In the waves and a wife beater is nuts.
Just popping it. Just surfacing in a wave pool. Just, holy shit.
At the bottom gets all stretched out and baggy.
You guys swim like it's the 1920s. Everyone's in full suits.
Dude, I was figuring out that yesterday. It's crazy that white people made black people not be able to swim, and then you guys make fun of us for it.
We didn't make you guys blaming us for that,
you guys literally poured acid in the pool, dude.
When did that happen?
In the Jim Crow.
Well, there's bro, if one or two things happen. That's like saying you guys make it so we can't go to gas stations. We still go. It's just a risk.
But why would we acid our own pools?
There was a couple times when people were tossing it in.
Some acid?
Yeah, so black people got in the pool and they're like, yeah.
Oh, no. It's a whites only pool.
Yeah, okay. But that's not like that wasn't like
but a, there's, dude, there's a lot of
common occurrence.
Yeah, there's lakes and shit, dude. Like we don't just swim in pools, dude. That's a fair point though. You know, but again, it's like, I don't know.
I can't believe you tried to put not being able to swim on us.
Yeah.
Although you could. You could with urban, like being forced into a city without pools. That's the one way you could do it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That actually, I mean, you could, if you wanted to, find the root of all your problems with white people. You could. There is an argument. But swimming, come on, man.
Yeah.
Still take the ferry. Ferry's not that bad, expensive.
Take the ferry?
Yeah.
To what?
Like in New York, you take the subway. You take the subway all the way to Coney Island.
Oh, you're saying to the beach. I was just talking like pools.
Oh, regular, that's tough.
I thought you were saying instead of black people swimming, they could take ferries. I was like, well, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure they've adopted the
technology. They can travel.
It's pretty close. You get the breeze in your hair. There's probably some sand on there.
Well, goddamn, I'm, you know, I don't want to tread into kind of divisive racial stuff, but...
Matt, why don't you tell us what's going on with you?
Dude,
because you got to be
talking about
fasting? Can't wait to
first,
talk.
First
it.
Of all, before I get to my 60 relative about 64 hour
the
fast,
cat who swallowed the canary? He's ready to talk.
speaking of semi related to cats, did you? I just found this out today. Do you know rats can't fart?
No, I never would have.
Rats cannot fart. We had an exterminator come to our house today, just routine treatment, and I told him about the cotton rats that invaded my garden. And he was like, oh, man, that sucks. And he came back with a bag of, it was like baking soda, apparently.